The bill that makes up the so-called Jobs Creation Act deals with a lot of regulations. It's designed to speed up a cumbersome permitting system. The bill specifically addresses air permits and permits for construction along waterfronts. One homeowner from Chippewa Falls testified before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee about his problems with getting DNR permission to build on lakefront property. John Hofkes says he spent $50,000 on the process.
The DNR has misused their authority at will. They make up rules as they deem necessary. They use double standards. They are consistently inconsistent. And they believe they're the untouchables.
Republican Senator Bob Welch says the DNR is closer to the mob.
It's like the mafia. People are afraid. They are afraid to come forward to talk because they're afraid of the persecution that will come, selective enforcement that will come against them from the DNR.
Secretary of the DNR, Scott Hassett, quipped, he then must be the Don, but told the committee his agency is working hard to streamline permitting, saying it's a priority of the Doyle administration. The administration secretary says his office is working with Republican leaders to come to agreement on regulation bills because, as both sides have heard from business leaders, the permitting process is clunky and filled with uncertainty. Both sides agree streamlining regulations could boost jobs in Wisconsin. But environmental groups have come out in opposition. George Meyer is executive director of Wisconsin Wildlife Federation.
I've read in the press releases that this bill doesn't lower standards. It does lower standards on a lot of waterways.
DNR Secretary Hassett says the same. And the State Justice Department weighs in to say the bill cripples environmental protections, violates the Clean Air Act, and weakens water protection. And despite his work on streamlining, the governor himself says he won't go there.
I'm never going to sign anything that allows us to lower our environmental standards or requires us to issue permits that violate federal law or, you know, to do things like that. But I think we have broad areas of agreement. And I hope we're going to be able to put aside the partisan differences and get into those areas of agreement and get a bill together that we can all agree on and get it passed.
This Jobs Creation Act is on the fast track, though the 144-page bill just had its first hearing. Majority leadership wants to pass it this week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.